It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
And we are coming down the stretch here on The Week in Philly, and it has been really dry in this area for a while. A spot of rain in a few places Friday morning, but we really haven't had significant rainfall in weeks. We're under a drought watch, also some serious fire restrictions. And all this makes the sledding rough for outdoor trees and plants. And KYW's Justin Udo joins us now with more. And Justin, first off, I just find it amazing there hasn't been more talk about how dry it has been, but I guess since it is at 95 degrees every day, it's gone a bit under the radar as opposed to if this was happening in the heart of summer.
Absolutely, Matt. And, you know, to go along with that, I'm guessing a lot of people are really enjoying that beautiful fall foliage that we're seeing outside, seeing those leaves come down. So that kind of takes away from just how bad these trees are hurting.
So how dangerous is this drought to trees and plants in our area? What are the impacts?
The danger is working in a number of different ways on these trees. One is, as I talked about with that foliage coming down, I talked to an arborist, Jason Parker, with the Davy Tree Company, who says we shouldn't see the leaves coming down and turning these colors for at least another month.
It's a little bit deceiving this time of year because you're seeing some normal leaf drop, but it's actually premature. With climate change, the way things have been going, trees have been holding their leaves a lot longer into the season. So seeing them drop in October is actually a result of the drought and not necessarily normal leaf drop.
So with them coming down, he says, this is a time where the trees should be holding their leaves, producing food, storing up that food for the winter and for next year if they do have any dry spells. And they're not able to do that because they are using that energy, they're using that nutrient on what they need right now to stay alive.
You're not necessarily going to see the effects of it until next year. And if you don't get on this in a proactive manner, you're probably going to see problems when it may be too late.
He says come next spring, there's a chance of seeing a lot smaller leaves from these trees, discolored leaves from these trees, and a long-term effect being that these trees could be more susceptible and would be more susceptible to diseases and attacks from insects.
So what should folks do to try and nurture them along? Like if you've got stuff on your property, I mean, obviously water it, but are there other tips?
Yes, and you know, watering is a big thing. So I know some of us might have a sprinkler out in our yard or go out for a few minutes with the hose. But he says, you know, it takes a little more than that. If you can turn on your hose for some time and let the water just kind of run into that tree and trying to let the tree soak it up.
So just taking the garden hose, laying at the base of the tree, light trickle, leave it on for like an hour, and that's going to soak in. Of course, the best thing to do is if we're planting new trees, start with the right tree in the right place. So things that are going to be more drought tolerant or more heat resistant up in this area.
Another thing is that I was a little surprised about, but I guess it does make sense, is if you want to add another layer of mulch. You know, most of us add mulch to our trees and our gardens in the spring, but he says adding some more mulch to it now will help it retain that moisture and help keep those trees doing a lot better than some of them are doing. And the big thing is, he says, if your trees look really bad, reach out to your local arborist to set up a consultation.
You got to remember, when we take trees out of the forest situation, they're creating their own mulch on an annual basis. The leaves are there, they're composting themselves, and we pull them out of that forest environment. We throw them in an urban environment. We plant grass all the way up to the trunks. They got competition there. Plus, they've got reflected heat from buildings and roadways and things like that. So they got a lot of challenges in an urban environment that they don't see in the forest. So anything we can do to kind of help recreate that forest environment. So things like mulching, making sure that the nutrients are there with fertilization, those kind of things are going to really go a long way.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. That's KYW's Justin Udo joining us. And that will do it for the week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd Circum. My name is Matt Leon. And a quick note, we want to offer our deepest condolences to the family and friends of former KYW News Radio anchor Wally Kennedy, who passed away this week at the age of 76. He will be missed. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.